In the analysis of any argument, questions and answers to questions, assertions, should never be isolated from each other. In other words, every argument is really a dialogue and should be evaluated as such. Every argument has two sides. It is the obligation of an answerer in reasonable dialogue to give an informative and relevant direct answer to a reasonable question if he or she can. If an answerer truly does not know whether the proposition queried is true or false, he or she should have the option, in reasonable dialogue, of replying, "I don't know," or "no commitment one way or the other." In other words, the ignorant answerer should be able to admit his or her ignorance. For, as Socrates reminded us, the beginning of wisdom is to admit your ignorance if you really don't know the answer to a question. Hence, any structure of dialogue that does not allow an answerer the non-commitment option in replying to questions would not be tolerant of wisdom. The idea that an answerer should concede that he or she doesn't know the answer, if he or she really doesn't, is reflected in the traditional fallacy called the ad ignorantiam fallacy. Consider the following dialogue. Elliot: "How do you know that ghosts don't exist?" Zelda: "Well, nobody has ever proved that ghosts do exist, have they?" Here, Elliot asks Zelda to give justification for her commitment to the proposition that ghosts do not exist. Zelda answers by shifting the burden of proof back onto Elliot to prove that ghosts do exist. This reply is said to commit the fallacy of arguing from ignorance, argumentum ad ignorantiam, just because a proposition has never been proved true, that does not mean that it is false. You cannot argue from ignorance. Fermat's last theorem in mathematics can be a good illustration of this point. The theorem, written in 1637, stating that it is impossible to separate any power higher than the second into two like powers, no three positive integers a, b, and c satisfy the equation a to the n power plus b to the n power equals c to the n power for any integer value of n greater than 2, had never been proved true until 1994, when Andrew Wiles and Richard Taylor worked out a proof based on methods developed by other mathematicians. Prior to 1994, it was an open question whether it can be proved that Fermat's last theorem is unprovable.